Hello. Hi. All right. Hello and welcome to Nightmare Fuel. This is episode one, season one of our new podcast and YouTube channel called Nightmare Fuel. Our podcast is going to be about your co-host Kevin here, she, her pronouns, going to be telling me some creepy stories coming from the imaginations of real people. So creepypasta and so on, trying to scare me because I scare
Mwahaha.
pretty easily. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my evil laugh wasn't done.
I know.
Mwahaha. Oh my gosh, are you ever gonna let me do it without interrupting me?
Oh, I was trying.
Mwahaha. Okay, I'm done.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, just checking. I don't want to accidentally. Okay, nice evil laugh. And
Thank you.
yes, so season one is going to be about Kevin sharing with me some awesome stories to try and scare me and to get my reactions, my facial expression. Sometimes I can like zone into a story and then I just look like a stone face. So sorry about that to our viewers and to our listeners. I tend to breathe loudly. Sorry about that.
You're fine.
Okay, well.
I think that they'll kind of like figure it out as we go, because maybe you're pointing out things that they're not even gonna notice and isn't gonna bother them until you pointed it out.
I'm really particular as a podcast listener, so
Okay.
okay.
Interesting.
Before we get started and dive into the story, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Considering the trajectory of our podcast slash YouTube channel, that is a really good question. Do I believe in ghosts? Actually, in all honesty, I think no. I don't really believe in the traditional sense of ghosts. I believe in like impressions or imprints, like if something like super tragic or emotionally charged happened in a space, I believe that there could be like energy residue, for lack of a better term. I also believe in negative entities and positive entities. So that's not to say that if you tell me something spooky happened in your house and your house is haunted, like I'll, depending on what it is, I may or may not believe that there's something in your house. I just don't think it's a ghost. I think it's something worse. And I think you should get out of your house, burn it to the ground, raise and salt the earth, and don't sell it to anyone. Because why would you do that to a person other than the fact that you're poor and you can't really afford to burn your house to the ground? So contact me and we're going to talk about like insurance schemes. Because F those people.
Great answers. Your dog barking scared me.
There's
That was
something
why.
in my house.
Yep, burn it to the ground. And
No. No,
yes,
my beautiful dog will protect me.
I don't think your dog, as gorgeous as it is, could protect you from a demon, but that's just me.
My dog could definitely protect me from a demon.
Okay.
Yeah,
See,
he
my
will.
dog couldn't protect me from a demon. I went outside yesterday after reading about black-eyed Yagamuffins, and we both did not go to the bathroom. We both ran inside and locked the door. It was like 12:30 a.m. But like her hair stood up, and we both heard this weird sound, and we were just like, bye, outside, and locked the door. And then locked the bathroom door, and then locked the bedroom door, locked all the
Did you hold her over like the bathtub or the
No,
toilet so she could like
she like ran into my bedroom and went under the covers, and then was like, "What are you waiting for?"
she's like, I don't gotta go to the bathroom that bad. Thank you.
No, yeah, we were on the same page for that one.
That's
So,
funny.
and in solidarity, I held it. So, yeah. As you drink water.
Yeah, you guys will get joint urinary tract infections.
Probably. It's okay though.
Was that a nice satisfying gulp right there?
Yeah, I'm gonna try and edit that out later.
Good luck, friend. I don't have a little kill switch to turn my... If I did, I wouldn't gulp in your ear, but I don't have a kill switch.
I have a kill switch, but it's hard to find sometimes. Instead, I mistake it for the volume button. So instead of like killing, muting myself, I end up pushing and you increasing the up. Volume. So you're yeah.
Like... yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I sound like a really congested Darth Vader.
No, go lay down. No, there's not space for you here.
Okay.
I'm like in the tightest corner of my house, and she is like, I'll come join you. No.
Yeah, you're 70-pound dog, but I need you to focus.
Right, focus. Right, so what about you and ghosts?
Ghosts and me don't mix well. We try not to socialize. Like, I'm pretty private and not really an extrovert, so I don't really invite them to parties. That, and I don't believe in them. I do believe in, like you said, emotional imprints being on a space. So like if a murder happened or something like really emotionally jarring or tragic, like I do think that those imprints can stay in a place, and the more deaths that happen in a place like, you know, a hospital or something, or a giant train accident, like I do believe in those impressions kind of thing. Okay. And like you, I believe in negative entities, but I call those demons, and I do think that they're out to get you and trick you. So I just try not to invite it into my life, which is completely opposite of my goal here doing this podcast. I'm going to try and be careful about it and like sage in my house and stuff. Actually, I'm doing this at your house, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're reading creepy stories. Like, what do you think? We're not like going to be summoning the dead. We're
you don't just know.
Reading stories.
Sometimes talking about it is all it takes.
Okay. What just do saying. You say, ma'am? Well, today's story, you don't have to worry about that because talking about it is not all it takes in this case.
Cool.
So I know that we said that the point is to try to scare you, but I'm actually not going to try to scare you. I've decided that season one, I'm going to go easy on you, and
yay.
We're going to go over some really popular creepy stories. So they've probably already been done, and that's okay because this is the first time we're doing it, and I'm fine with that. Hopefully this is gonna be fun and you're gonna enjoy the stories, and I don't want you to like not be able to sleep tonight, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I appreciate it because I have that problem, but anyway.
Okay,
cool. Okay,
so
call you.
Cool. All right, so our first story is off of Creepypasta. For those of you who don't know, which if you're listening to this, I'm sure you know, but our co-host doesn't know, so I'm going to do a little bio. Creepypasta started out as like a wiki for people to go to and just post creepy, scary stories of either anonymously or of their own creation and invention. And it totally blew up and it was super popular. And this is like 10, 12 years ago, maybe 15 years ago now, like 2008 kind of stuff. And it was just trucking along and it was a great place to go visit. You could read thousands of stories. Now it's not a wiki. It's actually a legitimate website. And in order to get anything posted on there, you have to submit it. They'll review it and then they'll decide if it's going to be posted or not. It's still super fun, but now there's a copyright in effect, so it's not the Wild Wild West. Intellectual property is a thing. So any story from Creepypasta that I'm going to be reading is, I've checked it, and it's cleared, and it is in the public domain. So I'm not infringing on anybody's copyright or intellectual property.
That's cool. So it's like a horror fan fiction genre site.
Yeah.
So like how they do fan fiction for like Twilight and
yeah,
that kind of stuff, except for just horror people.
Yeah. And that's legitimately how it started. It's not that anymore. I'm sure you've heard of the Slenderman cases, when that happened, a lot of stuff changed because they actually got deleted quite a few times and had to like rebrand themselves.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, we are wounded in our time, so you gotta start your story now.
Yes. So we're gonna be reading Candle Cove, which is one of my first creepy pastas, one of my favorite, and like it's just the best. So it's posted or written in like a Reddit post forum style. So I'm gonna try to keep this as clear as possible for our listeners. And tell me if I'm reading too fast. Sometimes I get excited and I go faster than I should. So I'm going to try to use voices and pace myself. All right.
So I will happily tell you when you're talking too fast.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So here we go. Sky Shale 33. Subject: Candle Cove Local Kid Show. Does anyone remember this kid show? It was called Candle Cove, and I must have been 6 or 7. I never found reference to it anywhere, so I think it was on a local station around 1971 or 1972. I lived in Ironton at the time. I don't remember which station, but I do remember it was on at a weird time, like 4 p.m.
But how is 4 p.m. a weird time for a kid show? Because, like, I feel like that's when... So I grew up watching Wishbone and Arthur, and I feel like they came on at that time.
I don't honestly remember.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if 4 p.m. is a weird time or not. Don't remember.
Kids get out of school 2:15 to 3:30, like, around there, depending on the district. So wouldn't they be home by 4?
Maybe, depending on how far they have to travel and how many kids are in the bus route.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. That was just a thought. Also, it just struck me that you said 72 and 71.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. So maybe it could have been completely different. I was not born yet. Okay. That's all.
Okay. Mike Painter, 65. It seems really familiar to me. I grew up outside of Ashland and was 9 years old in 72. Candle Cove. Was it about pirates? I remember a pirate marionette at the mouth of a cave talking to a little girl. Sky Shell 33. Yes, okay, I'm not crazy. I remember Pirate Percy. I was always kind of scared of him. He looked like he was built from parts of other dolls. Real low budget. His head was an old porcelain baby doll. Looked like an antique that didn't belong on the body. I don't remember what station this was. I don't think it was WTSF, though. Jaren, 2005. Oh. I heard your mic come on.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know if it's loud or not, so I'm sorry if it is. It's probably annoying. But that doesn't sound like... Well, like, having a baby doll in somebody's head, like, this doesn't sound like a show that you're supposed to be watching. I don't know. I had a thought. I was low-key, like, wouldn't it be creepy because the girl that introduced to the story and she just, like, gave a title to the show but not really a description, and now people are talking about it. Wouldn't it be kind of weird if she was just like, hey, I wonder what people will say to this. What weird facts can they make up? Like, what if she was just trolling them, you know?
That would be kind of funny. There's this guy on YouTube that does that about old TV shows.
Really?
Yeah, like the one I recently watched, he took Michael Scott out of an episode where he was dancing, and then he went to the season where Michael Scott's character was no longer present. He'd gone to Colorado, and he photoshopped him into the background of the video and then posted it on a fan site being like, look, I found Michael Scott in this episode. And people were like, oh my gosh, I always thought that was him. And claimed that it was like a memory.
Yeah, that's so creepy how people can mess with you like that.
Yeah, it is.
Like how malleable your memory is and everything. Anyway, so I was just thinking that would be low key creepy, but anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Continue. Is my mic like disturbing when it comes on?
No, it's not. It doesn't
Okay.
bother me.
Okay, cool.
Jaren 2005. Sorry to resurrect this old thread, but I know exactly what show you mean, Sky Shell. I think Candle Cove ran for only a couple months in 71, not 72. I was 12, and I watched it a few times with my brother. It was Channel 58, whatever station that was. My mom would let me switch to it after the news. Let me see what I remember. It took place in Candle Cove and was about a little girl who imagined herself to be friends with pirates. The pirate ship was called the Laughing Stock, and Pirate Percy wasn't a very good pirate because he got scared too easily, and there was a calliope music constantly playing. I don't remember the girl's name, Janice or Jade or something. I think it was Janice. Skyshell 33. Thank you, Jaren. Memories flooded back when you mentioned the Laughing Stock and Channel 58. I remember the bow of the ship was, sorry, the bow of the ship was a wooden smiling face with the lower jaw submerged. It looked like it was swallowing the sea, and it had that awful Ed Wynn voice and laugh. I especially remember how jarring it was when they switched from the wooden plastic model to the foam puppet version of the head that talked. Mike Painter 65. Haha, I remember now too. Do you remember this part, Sky Shell? You have to go inside. Sky Shell 33. Ugh, Mike, I got a chill reading that. Yes, I remember. That's what the ship always told Percy when there was a spooky place he had to go in, like a cave or a dark room where the treasure was, and the camera would push in on the laughing stock's face with each pause. You have to go inside. With his two eyes askew and that flopping foam jaw and the fishing line that opened and closed it, it just looks so cheap and awful. You guys remember the villain? He had a face that was just a handlebar mustache above really tall, narrow teeth.
Okay, I'm just gonna say I don't think any show in the 70s looked low cheap, whatever.
Mork and Mindy looked amazing.
No, but that's what I'm saying is like they did not look low
Budget.
budget. Right, because like they had just invented Sesame Street in the 70s, didn't they? Like that's when Jim Henson was doing his jam. Puppets were new.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the 70s.
I don't know either, but this sounds really creepy so far, and I don't think I would have watched it as a kid. Like, I couldn't even watch Cockadoodle. Whoops, I'm gonna edit that out. I couldn't even watch Rockadoodle. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that word on radio. Anyway,
That's funny.
yeah, well, because the owl scene was so creepy when they like ran out of flashlight batteries.
Yeah, oh, that was creepy. And the beginning when he got turned into a cat. Anyway.
Yeah, that also was creepy. But yeah, anyway, sorry.
Liked it when I got older.
Yeah, now I like it. I watch it and I like it. Same thing with like The Secret of Nim.
Yeah.
But I didn't
No.
like it when I was a kid.
But
Too creepy.
anyway.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Kevin Hart. I honestly thought the villain was Pirate Percy. I was about 5 when the show was on. Nightmare fuel. Because, like.
Turn the key to my mic. Oh my God, Nightmare Fuel. You set that up for me, didn't you?
I
That's
did.
the name of our show.
You took too long.
I was like struggling. I was like trying to find the button, but I found the volume just like I said I would. It was like I was like predicting for myself. Anyway, I was like really struggling. But Nightmare Fuel. Hey guys, our show is Nightmare Fuel. That's so cool. All right. Well, the moment has passed. Goodbye.
All right. Jaren 2005. That wasn't the villain. The puppet with the mustache, that was the villain's sidekick, Horace Horrible. He had a monocle too, but it was on top of the mustache. I used to think that meant he had only one eye. But yeah, the villain was another marionette, the Skin Taker. I can't believe what they let us watch back then. Kevin Hart.
That either, dude. Like, what is this? The show does not sound like something that I would watch. Of course, my parents were like really vigilant about what I was allowed to watch or read. They would like watch it with me, or they would read the book before I was allowed to read it. So maybe I just grew up with different weird expectations.
Gotcha.
But yeah, this sounds like something that would not pass.
Does it sound like nightmare fuel?
It does. It sounds like a nightmare fuel machine.
Okay. Kevin Hart. Jesus H. Christ, the Skin Taker. What kind of a kids show were we watching? I seriously could not look at the screen when the Skin Taker showed up. He just descended out of nowhere on his strings, just a dirty skeleton wearing that brown top hat and cape, and his glass eyes that were too big for his skull. Christ Almighty. Skyshell 33. Wasn't his top hat and cloak all sewn up crazily? Was that supposed to be children's skin? Mike Painter 65. Yeah, I think so. Remember, his mouth didn't open and close. His jaw just slid back and forth. I remember the little girl said, "Why does your mouth move like that?" And the Skin Taker didn't look at the girl, but at the camera and said, "To grind your skin." Skyshell 33. I am so relieved that other people remember this terrible show. I used to have this awful memory, a bad dream I had when they where they oh, sorry. I used to have this awful memory. A bad dream I had where the opening jingle ended, the show faded in from black, and all the characters were there, but the camera was just cutting to each of their faces, and they were just screaming, and the puppets and marionettes were flailing spastically and just all screaming, screaming. The girl was just moaning and crying like she had been through hours of this. I woke up many times from that nightmare. I used to wet the bed when I had it. Kevin Hart. I don't think that was a dream. I remember that. I remember that was an episode.
Okay, see, I would wet the bed if I was dreaming that too, because that sounds really creepy. This kind of reminds me of like when you're talking with friends and you're trying to remember old TV shows. So this is like spurring memories for me. But did you ever watch Esmeralda's Castle or Music Box? Esmeralda's Music Box. It was like a Canadian show. There was a bunch of puppets and it was this castle that was like dancing at the beginning, and then this
Oh, there
bat
was
would
the
like
dragon and then the bat that would like run into things and be like, I meant to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what this
Yeah.
kind of reminds me of a little bit.
Yeah,
Because
I
I don't
remember that.
remember being on for a long time, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. And I feel like back then kids' shows were like so random. I mean, look at Gargoyles. Here I am 30 years later and I'm still waiting for a satisfactory ending.
True. Things got canceled a lot. It's not like Netflix.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Skyshell 33. No, not possible. There was no plot or anything. I mean, literally just standing in place, crying and screaming for the whole show. Kevin Hart. Maybe I'm manufacturing the memory because you said that, but I swear to God, I remember seeing what you described. They just screamed. Jaren 2005. Oh God. Yes, the little girl, Janice, I remember seeing her shake and the Skin Taker screaming through his gnashing teeth, his jaw careening so wildly I thought it would come off its wire hinges. I turned it off and it was the last time I watched. I ran to tell my brother and we didn't have the courage to turn it back on. Mike Painter, 65. I visited my mom today at the nursing home. I asked her about when I was little in the early 70s, when I was 8 or 9, and if she remembered a kids' show, Candle Cove. She said she was surprised I could remember that, and I asked why, and she said, Because I used to think it was so strange that you said, I'm going to watch Candle Cove now, Mom. And then you would turn the TV to static and just watch dead air for 30 minutes. You had a big imagination when you were with your little pirate show.
My mic off, but I went like
Yeah,
that.
well, that was it.
Really? That's the ending?
Yes.
Crap, it's like a cliffhanger.
It's not a cliffhanger. It's like
What?
interpretive.
No, it's definitely a cliffhanger because, like, where's the rest of the story? And also, you have all these people remembering this and they were all just watching static.
Yes.
But he said it was on channel 58.
It was probably dead air on Channel 58.
Dude, that's so creepy. Like,
Maybe a
if.
demon was trying to do a podcast and he got canceled because the supervisor thought it was stupid.
Yeah, maybe, except that would have been on the radio and not on the TV.
Okay, so it was a TV show, not a podcast.
Probably.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if I ever have kids and I see them sitting in front of a TV that just has static, the answer will be no.
You're gonna walk in. And you're going to put your hands against the TV
No,
screen,
I'm not,
and
and
you're
I
going to
didn't
turn
want.
to them and you're going to say, "They're here. It's
No,
Poltergeist,
I don't
Steven
even.
Spielberg."
So I'm not gonna watch it. I told you, I don't invite that stuff. This, I'm doing this podcast because I love you.
This was
Love
your idea.
Only in theory. Okay.
Okay, well,
Okay.
that was our first one, Candle Cove. And credit goes to the author is Chris Straub, Straub.
Cool.
And I
Straub.
guess it was originally posted on a site called Icker Falls, which I've never been to. So I guess I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Somebody will have to check it out. If somebody out there listening has been to Icker Falls, they could tell us if it's worth it, if it's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Well, thank you for listening and watching for those of you on YouTube and listening for those of you on our podcast. You can find our podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, Stitcher, or CastBox. Our Instagram is nightmarefuel_4, and our email is nightmarelanepodcast@gmail.com. You guys could reach out to us and let us know if there's any creepy stories you want us to cover. They can be from your imagination or they can be real. And we can do special listener episodes if you guys want.
That all sounds super fun,
Wouldn't
actually.
that be fun? I was thinking we could do, because we do seasons, so we could do special listener episodes on our breaks.
Yeah, that'd be
You
really
know?
cool.
Yeah, that'd
If
be
we get
cool.
enough listeners, if they stick around long enough for us to get like through all the wrinkles of our podcasting.
I'm an optimist, so I'm just gonna like cross my ankles and my fingers and my thumbs and pray. Like
How would you even cross your thumbs?
this. Cross your thumbs.
Oh, okay.
Your thumbs are now crossed.
Now I know.
Yeah.
I'll do that too.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Oh no, after the episode.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So you're not really gonna do it. Got it. Do you want to do your PSA?
Oh yeah, so I have a PSA, you guys. Because of the content and nature of our podcast, being dark and macabre, I wanted to just throw out there to people that you are important and you are loved and you are not alone. Somebody as well as us cares about you, and just remember that. And if you're going through something hard right now, you're really not alone.
I care about you.
I care about you. So I just wanted you to know that we love you. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, take care and tune in next time to Nightmare Fuel. All right. Bye.